Already this year, we've received over 120,000 claims for the rent tax credit. And I understand from discussions in the Dáil that the expected people who may meet the criteria is circa 400,000. So already in the first month of the year, we've received over a quarter of the expected claims. So I think it's very positive. People are aware of it.
So for 2022 then, renters, people who qualify, can simply apply and it's paid as a lump sum payment?
Yeah, so this credit applies retrospectively for 2022 and people can claim it by submitting an income tax return for 2022. And the quickest way to do that is online in My Account. And the value of the credit is 500 per year for an individual and up to 1,000 per year for a jointly assessed married persons or civil partners. And how it would work is it would be an additional credit to whatever credits people already have. And if they're balanced, if their tax position is balanced at that stage, they would get a refund of €500 for an individual or up to €1,000 for a couple.
Right. And just for situations where there are maybe three or four people in a house share, each of them contributing to the rent, each of those individuals can claim the credit. Is that right?
That's correct, providing they meet the thresholds for the rent.
And those thresholds, remind us, are?
€2,500 per year. So if you're house sharing and provided you're paying rent of over €2,500 in a year, you're entitled to the full credit of €500.
All right. And given where rents are, that will most likely include almost everybody who's paying rent. Yeah. So what then happens, Aisling, for this year? How do you go about claiming the credit for 2023?
Okay, so we expect that from mid-February, people will be able to claim the rent tax credit for 2023 in real time through the manager tax option in My Account. So if you put in the claim for this year in real time, you'll see an adjustment in your tax credits and that will be reflected in your take-home pay weekly or monthly, depending on how you're paid. Or alternatively, people can wait until the beginning of next year and submit an income tax return for 2023 and receive the credit in a lump sum, provided everything is balanced regarding their tax and USC position.
And again, that applies to anybody who's paying rent above that threshold that you mentioned, even in a house share situation. The same rules apply.
Yeah, now there are certain conditions attaching to the rent tax credit, and these are clearly laid out on our website. So one of the conditions is that you can't claim if you're receiving supported payments. So for example, if you were in receipt of the housing assistance payment, the HAP, you wouldn't be entitled to it. But again, all that information is clearly laid out on our website.
And that applies in relation to HAP, even if you're paying above the threshold. You know, it's very often people have to make top-up payments, don't they, with HAP?
Yeah. And once you're in receipt of HAP, you don't qualify. You don't meet the criteria as set out in the legislation.
Right. So 120,000 people have moved on this already and made the claim, but maybe 400,000 will qualify. I mean, at this stage, do you think you're going to make significant progress on increasing that figure, on getting more people to avail of this?
Yeah, I think so. Like, I mean, it's important that people are aware of it. You know, we do look for the RTB registration number where it's available. And if anybody has any concerns about that or they're not sure, if they go onto the RTB website, they have a section there to assist people. You know, maybe people have lost their number or they're not sure how to go about getting it. So people can look there. Like already this year, we've received 485,000 tax returns. And, you know, that will continue. People are more aware of the taxation system. They're more aware of their entitlements. So we would expect things to continue, you know, in that fashion for the next couple of months.
Yeah, Yeah, and in relation to the tax credit, I'm told it's second only to medical expenses in terms of the volume, the number of claims.
Yeah, so I mean, medical expenses would be the most common reason people would look for a refund of tax. So the fact that the rent tax credit is the second one just goes to show how many people are actually aware of it already, which is great.